Okay, call the order, roll call. Sean here, Wilma, Stacy, Jason,
Absent. Here.
and Randy.
Here.
Right.
Here.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Just give me a moment to share the screen. Okay.
All right.
All right, the loop pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
Flag
of the
of the United
States of
States of
America
America, to the
and to the
Republic
Republic for
for
which it
which it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with
liberty and
liberty and
justice for
justice
all.
for all.
All right, thank you. I'd like to move to approve the agenda with one small change. If you could change my name, spelling.
Oh,
Oh wow,
no.
you're SHAWN, right?
UN.
Of course.
AU.
Okay, do
Wow.
I have a second?
Motion to a second.
All right, motion is approved. Action item, discussion of possible action regarding approval of additional construction costs for Doyle project, including areas of asphalt and concrete. Did you want to give a brief overview, Sherry?
Do you want to make a motion and second to get it?
I'll make a
Yeah, you can
motion that
also.
Nick gives us a 25% discount. Just making sure he's listening. I'll make the motion.
Yeah, it's getting a little garbled. I didn't quite hear that.
Jason,
Did somebody second it?
I'll second that.
second. Okay, Randy, second.
Thank you. Okay, so you're looking for an overview. So I sent everybody this little summary, which shows
Right.
anything that changed. The highlights here are that the basketball court is now $10,569 more dollars than it was previously quoted. And I'll let Nick help us understand why. But I will tell you then also, if you look at row 17 on your sheet, this is to do more of the parking lot, which was not part of our project.
Right.
We're adding a significant amount of space, and I can't see doing what they need to do for adding the parking spaces without doing more work on it at the same time. And then we have the concrete work just between these two buildings, the main building and the building where the middle school classes are, that is so torn up that, Elle has to go out there and put sandbags during the rainy times, because the drainage is non-existent there. And yeah, it's a dangerous area. So while we're having people come on campus to do all this other work, they're coming to do sidewalks. We can get that concrete work done. They're coming to do the paving. We can get the rest of this work done. And I'm also asking for you to pad this with another 30,000. Because I am sure there are going to be things that come up here, and we're working really close to the end of our work, and I don't want to keep calling special meetings. So that gives me a little bit more latitude to approve things.
Is that going to be enough,
So,
Patty? You feel good? Yeah.
I had asked Nick, you were feeling really good about that.
Yeah, I really can't imagine much else that would be out there. I've asked the contractor. We've been thinking about it. I don't know what else we could run into at that point, but like Sherry said, it is time sensitive at this point. So we don't want to not be able to make decisions if something does come up that we're not anticipating.
Well, why we got you on the horn? Why is the basketball court over 10 grand more, Nick?
Because Doyle is very difficult to get to. So what happened is the asphalt batch plant that's local is changing their type of asphalt for Caltrans summer work. And we only have a couple weeks to get that the normal asphalt that we want to use before they switch over to the more expensive Caltrans mix. In order to get it done in the next couple of weeks, we have to get trucks from Reading, the asphalt contractors coming from Reading. They're going to have to use their own trucks from Reading to come up to Doyle to do the work instead of being able to use, what is it, Hat Creek's trucks. Hat Creek's trucks are already accounted for. So there's an additional cost in order to get the asphalt that we need in the time that we need it. In order to help with this cost, though, Modern has said that they will work with us on reducing their markup to lessen that additional cost. So that's good. And also, some of these numbers I think we can get down. We just don't have, we didn't have the time for this meeting in order to try to negotiate some of these. So I think some of these numbers are going to come down a little bit, but we want to prove what the worst case scenario is.
So in a worst case scenario, you've got everything that goes over 30 grand just in case, right, Nick?
Yes. Wait, this is recorded. Right, never got... mind. No, I can't really imagine anything else. I know one thing that we're working on right now is, we do have striping for the basketball and volleyball court on here. So we did get a rough order of magnitude cost from Andrew this morning. His was actually 4,000 instead of 3,000. But, I don't know what else we would be having out there, you know, but like I said, we'd rather just be safe than sorry at this point.
So what's the total amount?
Today, I'm asking for $156,534.40 to be approved.
Are there any more questions?
Nope. Sorry. It's $153,625.80.
Okay. Did you have any questions, Randy? I can't hear. Did she say no?
Randy is muted right now.
Sorry.
Randy.
So the batch plant, where are they hauling this asphalt from?
From
Reading.
No, the trucks are coming from Reading. The batch plant is in I can't recall the city.
It's Litchfield or Standish.
Litchfield, that's right.
From Hat Creek. So they are coming from the Hat Creek yard in Litchfield.
Correct.
But Hat Creek's,
they don't have trucks available.
Yeah, Hat Creek's very busy right
now. So in order to get it done before the mix becomes more expensive, we need trucks from somewhere else.
There's no local trucks up there that'll haul out of Hat Creek?
Yeah, again, we're trying to figure out some ways to reduce this, but this is like a worst case scenario situation. So we're trying to get some of these costs reduced, but I don't have that information yet. This just kind of came up the last couple of days. So we've also contacted another asphalt company in Reno to see if they could, you know, get us something or their batch plant has the same mix longer, or they don't have to go as far, but we just don't have those answers yet.
So we already hired this trucking company out of Reading, or are we still fishing?
No, the asphalt company is the only one that's willing to go up there and do the work. So it's that asphalt company's trucks, and they're out of Reading.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, everybody's just so busy right now. You know, there's plenty of work for most people right in their immediate area. So trying to get them to come out to Doyle is, first off, difficult. And then secondly, you know, it adds a premium to the cost, unfortunately.
I know, but if we can get some trucking out of Reno or Sparks, it's probably going to be cheaper for them to bring it from Reading. And there's tons of trucking companies in Reno Sparks.
Yeah. So like I said, we're working to try to get those costs reduced or save any dollars we can, of course. But I this is a worst case scenario.
And I just point out the bottom row of this page says that we had put aside $471,000 for these kind of contingencies. And with today's 153, we're up to 333,000 out of that 471,000. So we have the cash set aside for this purpose.
Okay. I'm going to go for it. Roll call, Sean. Wilma's absent. And Stacy's absent. Jason?
Aye.
And Randy?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. We're adjourned at 12:09 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Good job, NASCAR.
I was told 10 minutes, so there you go.
He's the guy.
Yeah.